Hey, baby, what's good, y'all? Look, I don't even trip. It's your boy, King Dame, and welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, hashtag Throne Talk, the podcast about any and everything, because I be talking because I got lips, and I'm back talking because I got motherfucking lips. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all and shit, but before I do all that, hold on, let me collect my coins. Man, I got into watching this show, Godfather of Harlem, and I just think it's so crazy that back then, everybody used to dress up every day in suits. Just a regular woke up, hey, I'm gonna put a suit on. And just walked around for the day with that motherfucker on. Didn't even change or nothing. If so, they probably changed into a different suit. That's wild to say, because they, these motherfuckers, man, I ain't not dressing in no motherfucking suit. I can tell you that. If so, it's a woman's suit, most of these dudes and shit. But not motherfuckers barely even get dressed. I know I barely get dressed now, too. This shit, nice hot day. I'm gonna barely put a shirt on and some shorts. And that's it. But for the thing, to me putting a suit on every day, me waking up back in the day and shit, that's crazy. I know you gotta be hot as hell, too. Especially down here. Martin Luther King was wearing a suit every day down here marching in Georgia. This Georgia heat hit different. That's what I'm trying to say and shit. Like, then you in a suit all motherfucking day and shit. I can only imagine. Boy, I'm trying to tell you. That's why I say Martin Luther King Jr. was the truth and shit. First of all, it's so spaced out and marked that, like, around out here and stuff. Like, he was marching in a suit in this heat. That's crazy. That's crazy. But, yeah. But no, Godfather of Harlem, that's a good-ass motherfucking show about Bumpy Johnson and shit. You don't know who Bumpy Johnson is. I ain't gonna tell you because you're gonna have to watch the motherfucking show. Or just watch, that's how Frank Lucas got started and shit because of Bumpy Johnson. From, damn, what's that movie with Denzel in it and shit? He played, Frank Lucas. Nigga, Snitch. American Gangster. That's what it is. Everybody be big on snitches and shit, but glorify a lot of these snitch ass niggas and shit. I don't get it, but it is what it is and shit. I keep hearing this rumor about Whitney Houston, one of my favorite singers, I still to this day, because her sister get played every week, at least one time a week and shit. I've listened to some Whitney, if not more. But anyway, they say her homegirl from back in the day and shit, coming out with a book. She's doing like TV shows right now, talking about it and everything. Spilling the beans, spilling all the motherfucking tea. I'm trying to tell y'all. But they talking, well, I guess I heard the rumor before when I was younger, but I never paid attention to it because I was younger and shit. But now I'm older, so now I pay attention. But they talking about Whitney and her homegirl, they was dyking back in the day. Like, they was bumping ugly. They was bumping coochies in this bitch. But that's some wild shit to think Whitney was out here. I don't know. I ain't gonna put it past nobody. I think all females are gay anyways, if you ask me. But that's just if you asking me. But that's wild as hell that Whitney back there bumping coochies and shit. But I don't know why that's too funny to me and shit. But yeah, all girls now and shit, 7 years later, want to talk about everything and shit, spilling everything. Like, wrote a book about it, her friendship and how they, because they, it's like tight, I guess. And shit, but I don't know. They talking about Whitney gay as hell. That's wild to me. Or a gay ass to sing. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So I don't know why all this hate be coming on these gay people. These gay people are fucking talented too, just like these regular straight motherfuckers that's not talented. But yeah, I'm going to have to read that. That might be a little interesting read right there. Look, I missed a lot of things when I was growing up. I don't know where I'd be at, because I'd be thinking, like, where the fuck was I at when Derrick came through? Like, Derrick never came to my school, so I don't know. They probably came in third grade when I had chicken pox. I was out. Other than that, ain't never seen Derrick in school before. Never got a shirt until I bought my own when I was grown last year. Then it's like some other stuff that I missed out. But I'm sitting here trying to wonder, where the fuck was I at when they was passing out these nigga passes and shit? Like, I ain't get my booklet or nothing so I can pass out my nigga passes and shit. I seen this one video. I always hear about it, too. Oh, I seen this one video. A football coach, he got fired for saying nigga. I got joking around and shit. He talking about it's cool because his homeboys and the players, they encouraged him, or they let him say it. They gave him a nigga pass and shit. Like, nigga, I ain't never got no booklet for me to pass on no nigga passes and shit. Even if I did, I'm not passing no nigga passes out to no motherfucking white man. This is crazy. Like, first of all, you're an adult anyways. Just in this situation, you're an adult. You know better not to even say that motherfucking word. And even if so, you saying it jokingly or at the crib or whatever and shit. Don't let no motherfucking kids hype you up, stupid. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard right there. Then he was dead ass when he was in that interview too. Like, yeah, the kids want me to say it. They'll say it sometimes jokingly and shit. It might say about once a year, twice a year. Like, nigga, if you can keep track of how many times you say nigga, you say it more than once and shit. Don't lie and shit. But then if you're so comfortable with saying it and shit, period, you say it all the time. But this is like, where are these niggas passing out these nigga passes out and shit? Like, that's crazy to me right there. Like, nigga talking about he got a whole nigga pass and shit. So it's okay for him to say nigga and shit because it's black friends. I don't know about people and shit. Like, I done hung out with some white people that say nigga and shit, but it's just like, they know better to say that shit around me, though. I ain't saying it's cool or not, but you can't control what a motherfucker gonna do or say and shit. They gonna do and say regardless and shit, but they, I'm not passing out no nigga passes, period. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, nigga, you ain't about to get no pass to say that shit around me and shit. I really even don't even say it around white people just because I know they do say it, so I don't want you getting comfortable with me. Thinking it's okay for you to say it around me because you heard me saying shit. No, it ain't going to work like that. And if I do say nigga around you and shit, it still ain't going to work like that. But for these motherfuckers talking about it, they... Oh, even the one... some little rich bitch just got caught up in shit talking about she can say nigga and shit because she friends with Alicia Keys. Bitch! What the fuck? Alicia Keys lighter than white. That's still my boo right there and shit. But how do you even say some, fix your face up to say some shit like that and shit? Nigga, I got white friends. I don't mean I can do walk around doing whatever the fuck I want to do and shit. Like, we can't do the same thing or say the same thing as everybody else and shit. So then you knowing the word nigga is a wrong word or not even a cool word for you to even say just because you're white. So that shit crazy to me. Like I said, if y'all got some nigga passes and shit, let me know where y'all got them from because... I just want to see what they look like, obviously, and shit. Hit me up on Twitter or IG and shit, KingDane21, and send me a picture of what the nigga passes look like. Look, I know I've been gone, too, y'all. I've been out here dealing with some shit, you know, a little heartbreak. It is what it is. Then I went on a cruise, man. I went out the country. I was like, yeah, that's it. Shit, I went on a big boat on the Titanic. Well, I wasn't no Titanic, though, but I did get on a big-ass boat. It was a cruise. Fucking navigator to sea. It was so much motherfucking fun out there and shit. But, yeah, I ended up going to the Bahamas beginning of this year. Not the beginning of this year, but it wasn't in November, was it? No, it was in October. End of October. It was before Halloween and shit. I can't say that. No, I can't remember that and shit. But me just being over there, just experiencing new shit is just like, why stop now and shit? I'm ready to go somewhere else now and shit, but... You know how this money situation shit is. So I'm going to need y'all to spread the word, listen to the podcast more, so I can get some more money so I can go on more cruises and shit. But yeah, I went to the Bahamas. That shit was fun as fuck. I ain't going to talk about too much and shit because I got the videos on my YouTube. King, I think it's a space, Dan Dame 21 or Damian Williams or... Follow me on Twitter, KingDame21, and click the link in my bio, and that way you can get to it. Either way, they all in my tweets and shit, too. But I ain't even put it in this bio, too, but yeah, it was fun. It was something amazing, something I ain't ever experienced. I thought about going, seeing shit like this, then actually doing it's like a whole different experience and feeling, and it's just like, wow. It's just like, wow. Ever since I left Michigan about... almost 4 months ago, I just been living my best life and just doing shit that I never did before and then just, like, put myself in situations that I never thought I'd be in. But it's just, like, once I got out of the same boring situation and shit and opened my mind up and my eyes, and it was just like, I see and I'm doing more. So just like, I only went to the Bahamas, and I feel like that's really down the street. So, but it's just like, it's down the street where I ain't never been. So it's just like, what else is out there? Because I just explored the country and everything. Just an island that's rolled around and shit like that. But I don't know. Y'all got to watch the YouTube videos and shit. Y'all see it. Something amazing. Something that everybody should experience and see. But you know what? I'm fortunate and grateful and blessed because some people ain't even leave the state or the city that they in. I'm able to do all that and move without no problem to a whole nother state without a problem. On a Monday afternoon, I'm in a whole different city or state just eating lunch. On a Monday afternoon, I'm in Miami just chilling, just because. I mean, I was waiting. I had a late flight, though. But anyways, it's still the fact that it's on a Monday afternoon. I'm just sitting in Miami just chilling with my homegirl, Jen Lowe and shit, while everybody at work or somebody else stressing about something that's not important. But it's like, I'm blessed. I'm lucky. And like my hoodie say, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful every day I wake up. Y'all know when it comes to me, I keep it all the way 100 with y'all. I let y'all in on some shit about my personal life. And I told y'all before, I was doing this long-distance relationship. My first and last time I ever doing something like that. It was fun. It was new. But it's over. It's over. Nah, yeah, it's over with and shit. Yeah. You know, life happens and shit. You know? I don't know what to say and shit. I don't want to speak ill will because I fell for a person that haven't felt feelings like this in a minute. So it's just like, I am thankful and grateful that I had them feelings and some stuff that I didn't even think I was going to be able to get back and shit. But then again, it's just like, yeah, that's life for you, I guess, and shit. But it's just like, what is love to motherfuckers? Like, what is love? They define love is what doesn't... Let me put the glasses on. Some of y'all really think I can't really read and shit, but I can. I just can't be seeing them. Sometimes I can't read my handwriting. That motherfucker be sloppy. But I say love is love. What is love? That's what I ask. What does it really mean? Especially nowadays in this generation. And love defined as an intense feelings or a deep affection. Or a great intense and pleasure in something. And let me tell you, I fell for that. Because this is like, I had that feeling, I had that pleasure, and I had that interest, and I had the intense feelings and deep affection. So I fell for it and shit. But it is like, whether you receive the same thing, because in life you're not going to receive anything the same way that you give it out. So it's like, you gotta take it for what it is and shit. And then... But it's just like, I don't know. Love is a choice, though. It's a choice either you're willing to make or you're not. In some cases, some people are really not willing to make that case. They may act like it or say it is, but love is a choice more than a feeling. Most of us tend to focus on falling in love and using the feelings to love to determine the durations of relationships. That's not all the way true and accurate. So it's like, it is what it is. Falling in love is easy to do, almost effortless. But losing a loving feeling is not the harder thing to do either. And it's like something I have to get over, take my steps and time. Like, I done did it before, so it's like I can do it again. Then every time I do go through a situation like this, I get better. That's how I got this right now. That's how I do my videos on Instagram now and shit. 2 years ago, when I got out of the bullshit, this is my first time being in anything in like 2 years too. So it's like, it's new to me. It's new. I'm older. I'm grown. I know what I want. At least I think I know what I want most of the time. But it's just like, I don't know. It's new. But, yeah, man, that relationship is over. I just wish her the best and everything else. I don't wish no ill will or nothing because... It is what it is, like I always say. Can't keep nobody, I don't want to be kept. Can't make nobody happy that ain't happy. But the worst pain is getting hurt by a person you explained your pain to. Now that's true right there and shit, but I ain't gonna get too soft on y'all and shit. Look, speaking of broken hearts, let me tell y'all how fucking heartbroken I was when I went to Popeyes. I mean, y'all know me. Everybody know me from Michigan to Snapchat. I was at Popeyes every day on Snapchat and shit. Let me tell y'all how fucking hurt I was last week when I tried to go get me some fucking chicken tenders from Popeyes. And he want that whole ass chicken sandwich. Yes, the chicken sandwich is back. The devil sandwich is fucking back at Louisiana Kitchen. I try to go, I'm in the line of minding my business out being great like I be and shit. About to go see my little cousin and everything. I'm like, shit, I'm hungry. I got a little couple of minutes to go. I'm right here down the street, so it's a Popeyes right there. Boom, clean. Put that in the GPS, because I still don't know my way around Georgia. And then, as I can tell you, you be 1 mile down the street, you're 20 minutes away, though. It's like, God, please. But anyways, I end up finding a little Popeyes. I'm thinking I'm about to be in and out, because I ain't want no chicken sandwich. I just want some tenders. I low-key did want chicken sandwich, too, though. The first time I had it before he even got all big and shit, it's like, I'm like, how y'all tripping? I had the sandwich already and shit. But it's like, it wasn't that spicy to me. That's why I always say KFC chicken sandwich is better. Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is better, especially if you put that honey roasted barbecue sauce on that motherfucker. Oh my goodness. Stop playing with me. But anyway, before I even pull up the Popeyes and shit, I'm gonna have the light just waiting and shit. I see the line wrapped around the fucking building. I said, golly. I pulled in the parking lot. That wasn't even a line I seen right there and shit. That was the get into the line and shit. Like, god damn, dog. That bitch was wrapped it around to the gas station that was down the street. Then I'm looking, riding past the building in the parking lot. I'm like, okay, I'll just go in then. That bitch hanging out the door. I don't think y'all heard me. I said, that bitch hanging out the door. I said, what the fuck all this for? A chicken sandwich? A chicken sandwich? Then they got the videos out here of these people out here wilding. They out here fighting. They out here shooting. Then you got Popeye's employees selling it out the back door. I know for sure I'll be doing that, making me a couple of extra dollars, $20 a sandwich. If I worked at Popeyes, I'd be out the back door, $20 a sandwich. I'm going to make my paycheck off of 5 sandwiches, if not more and shit. Because I'm going to have to start taxing after the 5th sandwich. It's going to go from $20 to $50 a sandwich. And guess what? These motherfucking people are going to pay all that money for a chicken sandwich. Fuck all the memes that y'all see on there about the Popeye's chicken talking about in 5-10 years and shit, it's gonna be a commercial. You can be fucked up and shit. Or some government shit. Or the motherfucking lady, poodle doodle Popeye's commercial, ain't even talking about it yet. And I feel that one. Cause she ain't said shit. I ain't seen no. I'm out of breath. That's how crazy this shit is. Hold on. But all I'm gonna say about the motherfucking devil sandwich is, them probably the same motherfucking people that wait in line for a chicken sandwich to be like, my vote don't count. I said the same motherfucker that wait in line for a chicken sandwich to be the same motherfucker talking about they vote don't count. Make it make sense. I'm bringing that segment back. Make it make sense. How your vote don't count, but you wait in line for a chicken sandwich, but you won't wait in line to better your future and shit, especially if you got kids. That's crazy. They probably wait in line for some free shit. But won't go vote. Oh, them same motherfuckers that's waiting in line for a chicken sandwich, but will go out there and vote next year. They all motherfuckers don't come in, no matter anyway. Shit. Shut the fuck up with that shit, bitch. Yeah, dude. Get your goofy ass out there then. Prove somebody wrong. You ain't even voting and you say shit like that. I don't know a motherfucker that vote. They never voted a day in their life and they say stupid shit like that. How would you even know? How would you know? But I don't know. That devil sandwich is crazy and shit. I should have went today while everybody at work. I want some motherfucking tenders, bitch. Stop playing with me. Man. Y'all see the way them fucking Pistons looking out there and shit? D-Rose is out there looking nice, but God damn, my baby couldn't even get to 10 games before he got shut down for an injury and shit. Come on, D-Rose, we need you this season. Especially coming off the bench, 18, 20 points a game. Sixth man of the year right there, D-Rose, get that award. Take us to the championship. Blake out. Bum-ass Reggie Jackson out. But it's like, Andre Drummond, he trying to get paid this year. They pay that man. The Lions, they out here losing games. They shouldn't be losing. They pissing me the fuck off. They lost again yesterday. What the fuck? How y'all losing to the Bears? Man, y'all lost to the Raiders last week. That shit pissing me off. Matt Stafford didn't play, though, so I give him that. I'm not even giving him that, because where the defense at? We supposed to have this great defensive line and shit. I'm still not seeing shit. Everybody around on us. Everybody. I ain't talking about too much shit. I'm going to y'all have y'all day, night, morning, or whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference. Tell everybody y'all Hurricane Dane. Oh, yeah, RIP to Charles Rogers. Former Michigan State player. I'm saying, I'm talking about the Lions. Former Detroit Lions first round draft pick. Second pick overall. I think second or third. He died at 38. Young as hell. They say they don't know what the death is yet, but that's crazy. Like I said, y'all stay out like a layup, smile, and make a difference.